Athabasca. For some local history buffs, Black History Month is a time to dive deeper into the stories and records of the historic Amber Valley Black settlement. For others, it's a time to reconnect with their own roots. And on February 25, a dedicated group of Albertans gathered in the Amber Valley Cultural Center to do both. On a brisk Sunday afternoon, approximately 50 people traveled to the rural community hall situated off Highway 55, little more than 20 kilometers east of Athabasca. Attendees shared coffee and conversation as the day's events were started with words from rural representatives. "We are about to embark on a journey through time, acknowledging the extraordinary contributions, indomitable spirit, and profound impact of Black individuals who have shaped and continue to shape the course of our shared human narrative," said Athabasca County Coun. Tracy Holland. Holland represents Division 5, which includes a portion of Amber Valley. The event included a presentation from Amber Valley Community Association President Gil Williams and a light lunch of chili and biscuits, followed by a country jam session. As local musicians filled the hall with sounds of guitar and fiddle, attendees shared stories and passed around photos. Alan Melton, born in Athabasca and raised in Amber Valley, was among those reconnecting and reminiscing. Now 73 years old, Melton returned for the ceremony from Edmonton, joining family members currently living in Boyle. "Grandma come from Oklahoma, and Granddad was from Trinidad, and they cleared 160 acres here by hand," said Melton. He recalled helping with the hard work on the farm, thrashing fresh straw for beds every year, picking roots, and clearing brush. Melton attended school in both Amber Valley and Grassland, and shared memories of his unique commutes to school. "Back in that day, farmers would transport animals on the bus with us," said Melton. "Goats and pigs, oh yeah. You don't get that nowadays, but it was kind of interesting." Nicole Tesk, Melton's daughter, said her family's history and roots in Amber Valley remain important to her and her own children. "I was brought out here as a kid in the summertime, and my great-grandma lived off the land. I was very, very lucky to have that experience, and the history," said Tesk, who lives in Boyle. "It's good to know where you come from." Recognizing history. Gil Williams, president of the Amber Valley Community Association, gave a presentation of the settlement's history, dating back to the social and political circumstances following the American Civil War and the Dominion Land Act of 1872. It was a combination of increasingly hostile attitudes in the South, and a call to a new frontier in the North, that brought many of the Amber Valley pioneers to Canada. Williams' presentation, assisted by tech support from town of Athabasca Coun. Ida Edwards, detailed how runaway slaves in southern states would seek refuge in what was called Indian Territory, now present-day Oklahoma, where slave patrols would not venture. But after the end of the Civil War and the abolishment of slavery in 1865, the African Americans were caught in complicated circumstances between the tribes of Indian Territory and the United States government. More than 40 years later, the formation of Oklahoma as an official state in 1907 created more obstacles for African Americans in the region. With segregationist legislation like the Jim Crow laws in place during the state's early years, Canada's call for settlers in the West proved tempting for many. In the years that followed, the migration of African Americans from Oklahoma and surrounding states into Canada made history. In 2020, Canada Post honored that history with a commemorative stamp, featuring the faces of Henry Sneed, Jordan W. Murphy, Bernice Bowen, Vivian Murphy Harris, and midwife Amy Brody. This year, the Royal Canadian Mint is celebrating Amber Valley with the release of a commemorative silver coin. Designed by Black Canadian comic book artist Valentine Delandro, the coin features a portrait of a family symbolizing the settlers who persevered to create a thriving community and utilizes elements of design included in advertisements for land in Alberta. "The coin, that's great," said Williams. "It's like the stamp, it commemorates the history, and it recognizes a time in history, and we want to preserve that." The $20 silver coins are available for purchase on the Royal Canadian Mint's website at https://www.mint.ca/n/shop/coins/2024/20-pure-silver-coin-commemorating-black-history-amber-valley-lc.